Tim Fleming in the morning on AM 1300 KGLO.
Your hometown news station, AM 1300 KGLO. I'm Tim Fleming, and we do have a special guest on our KGLO live line today. It's Derek Jacobson with the Youth for Christ. And Derek, good to talk to you again. It's been a little while since we've had a chance to visit.
Yeah, good morning, Tim. It's good to visit with you.
Nice to have you on board with us. I was just thinking this morning, and this wasn't done as anything planned, but I'm sipping coffee this morning out of one of my favorite mugs. It's the Youth for Christ mug that I have.
Right.
And so I guess the timing is just right to talk about some of the things you've got going on right now.
That's right. Well, we appreciate that. It's always good to be on the show with you.
So things are going good. I know last time we visited, you were kind of branching out, covering more and more territory, weren't you?
Yeah, it goes back a couple years ago, January of 2019. We were asked to take on the Des Moines Youth for Christ chapter as kind of a merger. And so we're 2 years into it now, and there's just been a lot of new growth and a lot of exciting things happening across a much larger region.
How did the COVID-19 affect things that you do with Youth for Christ?
Yeah, it took a pretty major impact, just like it has with a lot of different organizations and businesses and such. We are a very relational focused organization, and when you don't have access to be with kids face to face, it definitely has an impact. But it also forced us to become innovative. So we shifted to a lot of online platforms. We shifted to a lot of small groups and a lot of one-on-ones, and while our numbers were affected in a negative way.
Tell us again, you were just kind of explaining the depth of working with the young people.
Yeah, we were able to go a lot deeper just through, having access to kids in more of a one-on-one and a small group type of a format. Unfortunately, when the pandemic hit, it forced all of us just to spend a lot more time at home. And while that's a positive thing for some kids, there's some kids that's not necessarily positive. So we found ourselves working with a lot of situations where kids just needed a positive adult in their life.
What about you've had a major fundraiser that you've used through the years. Where are you at with that now?
Yeah, so a year ago, our Comedy Cafe event, which is historically takes place the end of March, a year ago, that was scheduled right after the COVID announcement. And so we had to pivot really quickly, and we shifted to a different type of an event. And we're actually doing year two of that this year. It's called Stories of Hope, and it's an opportunity for us just to share about the kids locally and across our region, a lot of the cool things that are happening in their lives.
Can you share a couple of those stories or a few of those stories with us?
Yeah, I can share one story. So there was a gal we met last summer. We discovered actually last spring. She had been walking to our programs across town, and it was probably a couple miles of her walking, a middle school student. So we were able to purchase for her a bike once it got nice out. And one of our staff gals rode bikes with her all summer and did a lot of outdoor things. And in the process, we discovered a lot about her story and came alongside and were able to just offer some real practical help. But also, she had a real major impact with her own spiritual life. And today, she's a different kid. She's much more outgoing, and she's just had a wonderful transformation. And she would tell you that COVID was actually one of the best things that happened because of that experience.
That brings me to my next question. For those people that don't understand Youth for Christ, who are you open to? Is this open to any youth?
Yeah, we work with ages 11 to 19, and it's available for any student, regardless of background or faith system or any of that. We just really want to come alongside and, in essence, be a guide to help them navigate adolescence. We are faith-based, but we take a look at how can we just serve and help encourage kids along the way.
And from a success standpoint, that's got to be kind of difficult because success for one might not be quite the success you're looking for another.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all about kind of getting to know their stories and then customizing the way that we serve based on kind of what the needs are. And so we have a pretty large team of staff and volunteers. We have about 130 volunteers and staff members that are investing in kids week in and week out across North Iowa and even beyond in our region.
Derek, do you see some of these young people come back and help you in mentor roles, those kinds of things?
We do, actually. In fact, we have a number of our staff that are with us either part-time or full-time are former students that we had the opportunity to serve back in the day. One of the advantages of being kind of a long-termer is you get a chance to see the next generation impacted. And I've had the privilege of being part of that myself. And so lots and lots of our kids are connected in some fashion once they graduate.
Now, you say you're a long-termer. How many years has it been? Because I can remember talking with you as you were getting started and getting going with Youth for Christ.
Yeah, I came in November of 1989. So this is my 31st year with the Youth for Christ chapter here.
Well, congratulations. That's terrific.
Thank you.
Obviously, it's a passion for you and your family and the people around you, because obviously, it's an ongoing thing. There probably aren't 2 days that look the same for you.
Yeah, that is absolutely correct. And you can probably relate to this too, Tim, where it's like when you are working with people and serving folks, there's always an adventure and there's always something new to learn.
Well, before I let you go today, just kind of bring us up to date then about any dates and times and so forth about the program you want people to jump on board with you on.
Yeah, so the Stories of Hope event is kind of our replacement to the Comedy Cafe again this year, simply because of some of the COVID restrictions. Our normal venues were unavailable. And as we plan these things months and months in advance, it was kind of a challenge this year to know quite what to do. And so we've got a hybrid approach. We've got a virtual event called Stories of Hope that will be available to watch from the comfort of your home for people that would like to do that. It's about a 45-minute program that just highlights some of the activities and the students that have been involved this year. And then we've also got an opportunity to go to a live event called Stories of Hope as well. And rather than a great big venue with lots and lots of people, we're doing more micro sites, and we've got about a dozen of them planned over the course of the next 2 months. And so people can go to yfcstoriesofhope.com to find out more information and to select the date and the time that they would like to attend. And so we're really excited. We've got a couple of special guests that are going to be joining us virtually. One is by the name of Bob Goff. Bob Goff is a pretty well-known, world-renowned speaker and author, and he's going to be bringing a short little message. And then there's a music group called Shane and Shane that are actually going to be performing a song special for our event that's not yet been released. And so we're excited. We've been able to pre-record both of those, and so they're kind of a customized message for this event and for our program called Youth for Christ.
Sounds like you've got a great plan ahead and put together so that so people can get involved. And again, give us that website address where people can find more detailed information, Derek.
Yeah, it's yfcstoriesofhope.com. That's yfcstoriesofhope.com. And on that website are a whole bunch of dates and times, and it's very simple just to select where you would like to attend. The program will be about an hour total, so it's not real long, and we will have beverages there and then probably a little goodie to go.
Derek, always great to talk to you. I wish you the very, very best on your stories program, and I know you've got another successful year ahead of you.
Well, thank you, Tim. It's always an honor to serve and visit with you and give you updates, and so grateful for your audience and just the support we've received across North Iowa.
Derek, thanks again. Have a great day. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Thank you, Tim.
Take care. Bye. That is Derek Jacobson, a Youth for Christ, on AM 1300 KGLO, getting it said for Mason City and for all of North Iowa.